Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Finishing of the chapter on weeping out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and simultaneously longing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith an Abi Umama Sudayy ibn Ajlan al-Bahili radiyallahu anhu anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal laysa shay'un ahabba ila Allah ta'ala min qatrataini wa athareini قطرة الدموع من خشية الله وقطرة الدم وقطرة دم تهرق في سبيل الله وأما الأثران فأثر في سبيل الله تعالى وأثر في فريضة من فرائض الله تعالى رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه سدي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there is nothing which Allah Ta'ala loves more than two drops and two signs. Nothing which Allah Ta'ala loves more than two drops and two signs. So what are the two drops and what are the two signs? The hadith explains, a tear drop that is shed out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala and a drop of blood that is shed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's interesting to note is that when it came to tear drops, the plural was used, dumur, qatratu dumur, a drop of tears that is shed out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it came to blood that is spilt in the path of Allah, it's just one blood, one drop. So ulama explained that when it comes to tears, then the flowing of tears is something that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is achieved by one drop of blood in the path of Allah, showing us that striving in the path of Allah ta'ala is such a great thing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also these tears are great, not to say no, but the greatness of striving in the path of Allah is just one drop, qatratu damin. And when it came to tears, qatratu dumu'in, plural. Anyway, that was some point that came out from this hadith. The next part of this hadith is that as for the two signs, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that there are two drops and there are two signs. As for the two signs, what are they? One is a sign left in the path of Allah ta'ala, and the other is a sign when fulfilling one of the compulsory duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, a person is doing some duty that he needs to do, a person is performing his salah, etc., then you'll find that there'll be some athar of salah on him. There'll be some traces of salah. Sometimes it's a namaz mark, sometimes it's some dry skin, something they may be that showing, for example, on a person's forehead, on a person's feet, on a person's knees, etc., that these are signs that this person performs salah. This is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person shouldn't feel upset now that I'm getting a mark on my hand, etc., because of salah. These are things, signs that he spent his time and energies and he spent his abilities in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing that we should bear in mind is that when a person is fulfilling any one of the compulsory duties, not only salah, any one of the compulsory duties, that exertion that he goes through, sometimes it may be exertion that he's not feeling comfortable with, but that exertion also that leaves signs, remember something, that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala loves this exertion. When a person puts himself to a little bit more that he needs to do, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Look, when it comes to the dunya, when it comes to the world, people exert themselves to such an extent that a person has to go and leave his family for years on end just for a job. He's happy to do it. Why? And the family is also happy to do it because they can see the money coming. But when a person has to go out for a short while in the path of Allah, or one of us have to exert and strive to come for Fajr namaz, to wake up for Tahajjud namaz, then why don't we see it in the same light that we should be happy to do it? This is for my Allah and this is for my Akhirat. So any type of exertion that we need to do, whether it is physical and exertion, mental exertion, but it's to obey the command of Allah, we should be very, very happy. Therefore, ulama say that even that exertion to avoid an evil glance, we are tempted to look at something haram, we take that pain on our heart, there's an effect, there's an athar on the heart, but it's for the sake of Allah. Allah loves it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. So that pain also, where a person is forcing his nafs, holding his nafs back, is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of obeying Him, of exerting ourselves, and something that is very easy. We are weak people, striving out in the path of Allah is something that we find very difficult. But the first part of the hadith is where we all can do very, very easily, is we can all cry and we can all shed tears for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, we can take out some time, shed tears and cry. This is something that is very beloved to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah Ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One incident is coming to mind. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion he was in front of Kaaba Sharif making dua, and he was tearing and crying, tearing in his duas like how he would normally do. And then he took a tissue and he just wiped the tears. After some time he wiped it, quite a bit of tears. And then his brother-in-law was there nearby. So he folded the tissue up neatly and he said that, give this to my sister. Give it to my sister as a gift, a tissue with the tears. And tell her it contains the tears that was cried in front of the Kaaba Sharif. In other words, something that is valuable. We look at it as something so petty, but in it is a message that shedding tears for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is valuable, and putting on a tissue. One thing we learn from here also is not about what you give, it's a gesture and that kindness that a person shows when giving that counts so much. A great personality, what a thing he did, reminding us also, reminding the sister also, and also a gesture, not to say person mustn't give anything, but at that moment that is what he had, and he gave it to show that even a gesture of kindness is something that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves, irrespective of what the value is. Sometimes we think it has to be expensive, then we give it. If it's not expensive, then we don't give it. But we are taught in the hadith that don't look down upon any good thing, even if it is at any gift that we get or any gift that we have to give, even if it is trotters, if it is paya, even then also we don't look down upon it. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.